question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for staying with us through the break. Robert, Mary with you now for our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast. And we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Many travelers think, oh, it's never going to happen to me. But the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it gives you a lot of different protection in an awful lot of different ways.
Whether you're traveling for Christmas, maybe it's a New Year's getaway, perhaps it's a ski trip, which should be a lot of fun, or any other type of adventure that you're going to be on, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com, or you'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, if you travel with kids, you know how important it is to keep them on routines, and these routines often include ample playtime outdoors, often on a playground. Playgrounds of all types are certainly found all over the world, but what if your child has special needs and cannot easily navigate the average playground? Tiffany Harris is the co-founder of Inclusion Matters by Shane's Inspiration, and she's waiting for us on that show hotline for today's personal connection episode.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Tiffany. Mary and I appreciate you joining us on this busy weekend as we're just about 11, I guess we are, we're 11 days from Christmas.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to chatting with you. So, Tiffany, I think we'd be amiss if we didn't start this conversation by mentioning baby Shane, whose parents are part of the origin of this. So, Tiffany, explain who Shane was and why his parents set out to change the design of playgrounds for children in as many communities globally as they can.
Sure. So Shane was born in 1997, and he was born with spinal muscular atrophy, and he had a very advanced stage of the disorder, and he was paralyzed throughout most of his body. So he lived 2 weeks, and Scott and Catherine, his parents, started meeting other families whose children had SMA. And one of the things that they realized was had Shane lived, he would have spent his entire life maybe never playing in a playground because they weren't designed to accommodate children with special needs at the time. And so Catherine and Scott thought what an amazing thing it would be to gift that playground to the community of Los Angeles and create a memorial project for Shane. And that's where everything began.
Yeah, and you started that in 1998. And I know as I look, I mean, right now there are 72 playgrounds open. I mean, you've got 75 in development. So we'll get into all of that as the interview unfolds here. But I think, you know, the first park that you and the Williams family worked to create opened in Los Angeles in Griffith Park. Folks aren't familiar with that. It's pretty much in the heart of the city. So I want you to share with us, you know, how that success set your mission in motion to start looking at doing this in other parts of the U.S. and in even other countries as you've done now.
Well, originally there was never a thought past the first project, and but very soon after we began, we started hearing from other families just within our own Los Angeles community saying, you know, we're on the west side, and if we take our child to Griffith Park to play, he's already going to be tired just from the ride and all of his oxygen equipment, and we'd really love to have one closer to us. And that was really the beginning of realizing it's not enough to build one in a community. It's an extraordinary start, but the idea is hopefully that it begins planting seeds and that these seeds grow into these amazing inclusive communities across the cities and towns. And so that was the beginning of sparking really the organization and the movement for inclusive play. And, you know, from there we started to hear from families in other California communities and then other states across the country and then other countries.
So it definitely took off.
It has a life of its own, and you know, we just try to keep up.
Right. So, Tiffany, we're glad you're here with us today, because I do think playgrounds and travel go together if you have kids. I can recall how often that Robert and I would seek out playgrounds on many trips that we took just to give kids outdoor time and get them some fresh air. And certainly traveling with disabilities has its own unique challenges. So a playground that's accessible seems like a godsend. So since you've got playgrounds all over now, I'm curious, is there a common blueprint for the playground design? Do you work with different designers or designs depending on the location in the country?
Well, every single playground is reflective of a community's vision. So the through line is that it is inclusive for all children. It's that children with disabilities, there's a wide spectrum of children with disabilities, so we don't just take into consideration children with mobility challenges. We're looking at children with sensory processing disorders, autism, cerebral palsy, hard of hearing, you know, sight impaired, and really looking at all of the disabilities and incorporating what their play needs might be, as well as what are the play needs of a typically developing child, so that it really becomes the most exciting playground for all children within a community. And then the heart of your mission of uniting children and bridging the gap between the two is accomplished. And so I think what's really exciting is to see the trend in these playgrounds getting stronger. You know, when we started, very few of these playgrounds existed anywhere, and now there really are. There are movements like ours starting up. The Rec and Parks departments are getting behind this philosophy, and there is a movement. So to your point, wherever you travel, you should be able to know that there is a playground for your child to play in, and that's really the dream that we create. We're part of a movement that puts a playground that's inclusive within reach of every child.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit, because I want to get into some of the locations. I went to your website, you know, to see if I could get a list of the playgrounds, and I was able to download it. It was very easy to do that. It helped to put things in perspective when I saw the list. Many are in California. I mean, a large number of them are in California, certainly. But you also have Washington. I see Kansas here, Chicago, Canada, Moscow. I mean, it's a terrific list. So what do you envision for Inclusion Matters down the road? You know, for example, I'd like to know, do you want to be in every state? I mean, obviously you want to grow, but what are some of your ambitions?
I think our ambitions at this point in our evolution are to really advocate for inclusion and to lead this movement. And we can't be everywhere. And we have a, you know, we have this small and mighty, extraordinary team that's, most of us have been together for the last 20 years. And when we look out at the vision of creating inclusion in every community and within reach of every child, we know that it needs to have arms that reach far beyond us. And so we really are focusing on our advocacy aspect of our mission, such that we spread the word, that we inspire other communities to start organizations like our own, to start movements like our own, and that they take up the charge and that they begin to fight for inclusion in their own communities. And we were blessed this last year to be part of a presentation at the UN, and that was very exciting. It had representation from all over the world on a panel that just spoke about the importance of play and the importance of socialization and early childhood development and executive functioning skills and all of the things people don't think of when they think of play. And right. That's really what this is about. How do we give all kids the greatest opportunity to become anything that they can dream?
Well, if you don't learn it young, it's an issue.
Play.
Yeah. Tiffany, before we run out of time, I'm sure during your 19 years or so working on these playground projects, you and your team have met a lot of families of kids with disabilities who really are grateful for this. This is a hard question, but has any one particular stuck out or left a real moving impact with you?
Yes, we have a recent story of a little boy who's 4 years old and utilized a walker, and he didn't want to go to any playgrounds because he couldn't put his walker through sand or through wood chips. And so he, when his mother would try to take him to a playground, he would just stay in the car and say, "I don't want to go." And so she came to the opening of our Shane's Inspiration Playground Reimagined, which we just opened on what would have been Shane's birthday in March. And he sat in the car again, and he didn't want to go. And she said, "No, Hudson, this playground is for you. This one was made specially for you." And he got out, and then hours later, she couldn't get him back in the car. And now they come to every playground event that we have. And it's just, you know, that says it all. That says everything.
Well, I think it'll be interesting.
The playground is for him.
Yeah, absolutely. To follow Hudson as he grows now as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, listen, everyone out there, as you tuned in across the country, if you are interested in what we have been discussing with Tiffany, you can find out more at inclusionmatters.org. That's inclusionmatters.org. Tiffany, you know, Mary and I, we enjoy these personal connection segments of our broadcast as they really do help us share a different side of the travel world and of travel in general. So we appreciate you joining us today. Continued good luck. I mean, I'm sure, you know, we're going to see soon 100, 120, whatever the number ultimately gets to. But we do hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to spread this message.
Thank you, Tiffany. Take care.
All right, there goes Tiffany. And again, inclusionmatters.org is the website. Check it out. And if you've been to one of the playgrounds, let us know. And if you haven't, next time you're traveling with kids, go do it. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. It is a good time for you to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. After these sponsor messages, there's more RM World Travel coming right up. So stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.